carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Hi, I'm Dan.
And I'm Dylan.
And welcome to episode one of the Super Hulock podcast, a podcast about Supernatural, Doctor Who, and Sherlock. All right, so this is our first episode where pretty much we're like old hat at this. We've done a lot of podcasts that were not this one, but so we know what we're doing, even though I'm mumbling like a loser right now.
We'll figure it out.
But this is kind of a new thing for us because all the podcasts we've done before in the past have been like on like one specific show, and we've done like one episode of that show, a podcast and stuff like that. And this is, you know, we're doing like three TV shows at once. We're going to try to like talk about the news of the shows and check in with the shows as they're developing. And so we won't be like, this is particular to one episode of a particular show. We're just going to like try, we're going to try to figure out how we're going to do this whole multiple show thing. But we're big fans of these three shows. And the way we're going to do it is, so basically, I'm going to be like the constant here, but I'm going to have different, pretty much guest hosts for the different parts. I guess, Dylan, you're going to be here for Sherlock and Supernatural.
Yep.
But I have a different guest host, Nare, who's going to come in for the Doctor Who part, which we actually recorded a few days ago. So there are a few like weird things where we talk about stuff. Like we haven't, like, even though this will come out after the new episode of Doctor Who, it will act like it hasn't because we recorded a few days ago. Also, I mentioned it might be a little confusing. So we have another friend who podcasts with us named Clara, which might be confusing for Doctor Who fans because I mentioned Clara a few times meeting our friend because I thought that she was going to be on this episode. She might be in future episodes, but she wasn't able to come today. So I hope it's not super confusing when I mention her. But and then just the only other quick little thing I want to mention is that we're doing this over Skype, so if there's any weird like technical issues, that would be why. We apologize, but we're all in different locations of the world. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to? I have this outline here for you. Do you want to talk about what we're going to talk about in this episode?
Oh, sure. Well, I think we'll start with what, Supernatural and then Sherlock, or Sherlock and then Supernatural.
I guess Sherlock first, probably.
Okay, Sherlock first. You know, started out sad. It's more sad. Yeah. You know, it'll work out.
The idea that we'll probably do is we're gonna start off with like overall thoughts on the two of those, and we're gonna go probably more in depth on Supernatural and Doctor Who. And Sherlock, I think the plan is to do like an episode of Sherlock, a podcast, but I'm not really thinking that we'll do a specific episode of Sherlock today. I think we'll just do like overall thoughts on that. And then for the summer, when we have more time, we'll focus on our specific episodes.
Yep. And then we'll have more coming out soon. Three more episodes.
Yeah, that will be good. Thank God.
I know.
And then the other thing I just want to mention, as you know, just before we get really into things, is we're probably not going to do these like super regularly until the summer because we're both pretty busy.
We are college students.
Yeah, I'm currently going to be working on three films at once because I'm a film studies major.
And I'm a fireman.
Yeah, she's a
fireman. I'm also a history major, but oh well, also a fireman.
It's a great combination. The history of
fire. It's like Super Hulock.
Yeah, exactly.
History of fire.
And then yeah, so my hope for the future, for until the summer, is basically I'd like to do like once a week, do like a 20-minute catch up on either Doctor Who or Supernatural. Just like a quick thing where we just be like, oh, what happened this week? What do we think? Mm-hmm. Because we just don't really have time until the summer to do like big episodes like this usually. But this one's gonna be probably like an hour, something like maybe more than an hour. I don't know.
See how it goes. Yeah.
All right, so let's get right into Sherlock.
Sounds good.
Do you want to say, like, I guess your overall thoughts, like your past, like your history with it, when you started watching?
Oh, we can start with our histories with the shows. You know, I love that.
Yeah.
I was into Sherlock, I think right in the beginning when it came out. I was all into BBC back then. Mm-hmm. I was all, oh, British stuff is the best, you know. Who isn't, right? Big in Doctor Who back then.
Yeah.
And instantly fell in love with the cheekbones, the collar. Made me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it was a pretty easy transition into that show. Yeah. Except I know my problem with Sherlock always is I can't watch a whole episode. Mm. I watch 45 minutes and then I stop it and come back the next day.
Interesting. Why? Is it just like so intense that
it's too long. Yeah. even though it's really intense and I'm like, I'm really interested in everything that's happening, I can't sit there for that long.
Okay, but it's not like you don't watch like two episodes of Supernatural in a row.
I know, right? I don't know what's wrong. Like, it's just different.
All right, interesting.
I need that little like break with the credits or something.
Yeah, I can understand. which I mean, I'm sure they air like when they air repeats, they probably put the episodes in half.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure how British.
I think I always watched it online.
Yeah, I don't have BBC America.
Oh yeah.
I remember. So my introduction to Sherlock was I like saw something. I think I saw when the season one DVD came out. And mm-hmm. I was like, what? Sherlock Holmes in modern times? This sounds terrible. Who would... And I was like, ugh, I love... Because I was always a big Sherlock Holmes fan, just in general. I read my books as, you know, when I learned, like, middle school, high school. So I've been a big Sherlock Holmes fan, and I was like, modern times? This is silly. I'll watch it and make fun of it. And then, like, within 10 minutes, I'm like, ooh, this is really cool. Ooh, look at that. It's a really great show. I mean, like, direction of it and, like, the writing, like... I don't know how people write characters as smart as him. Like
I know. Clearly... When you're not as smart as him, how do you?
Yeah, I don't know. He's clearly smarter than anyone who's writing him. So like, and just the direction and the use of like the text message, the way they did the text messages.
So cool.
The cinematography and the music, and obviously the actors are amazing. Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch is just like the shit. So. Big fan. And then so we recently are getting news of they're filming the first two episodes of series 3 right now, I believe. Yep. And over the summer they're gonna take a break so that they can do the Martin Freeman can do the Hobbit, and then they'll do the last episode. Do you know when series 3 is coming out in Britain?
I do not know.
I think it's probably November-ish, maybe.
Oh, why can't it come out this summer?
I don't.
They can start the summer. I'll be there.
Yeah.
I can watch it when it happens in England. It'll be the best.
I believe it's maybe it might be September or something, but I believe they're not releasing it until all three of them are made.
Yeah, so. I would assume.
Yeah, so. And I don't think it's coming to America until like January or something. But we'll probably podcast about it before it comes to America. So don't tell anybody. And then they already announced that Cumberbatch said that he's in for season 4. So
awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. I wonder where they'll go.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't even know season 3 yet.
Yeah, but... I don't think I've read any of the books after he dies.
Oh, really? I read like pieces of different books in class when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, when you have like reading time.
Yeah.
But I never really, you know, read them through and understood what was going on.
Yeah, most of the ones that I was like very aware of are the ones they've already done.
Yeah, like I know Study and Scarlet and all that.
Yeah, there's some whole thing about like an assassin with like a sniper guy who's coming up, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he's hired by Moriarty or something. I don't remember, but he's like a big deal. But so if people know, but without like major spoilers, but can just give us some stuff, that would be. Interesting.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
But I should try to read more of those. Do you have other stuff you want to say? Because we're not going to talk about a specific episode. But
I got a question for you, and I guess anyone else who's listening. Yeah. Does anyone else watch any of the other like recent Sherlock things that are out, like the American Sherlock Holmes movies? There's Elementary. I really want to get into Elementary, but the female Watson really creeps me out. I'm not worried. Like I'm just not ready for that.
Yeah.
So I want to know if anyone else is interested. What do you think, Dan?
Okay, well, my thing with Elementary, first of all, my feeling is this. If you're going to make Watson a woman, you should also make Sherlock a woman.
Yep.
I think that I think it's important that they both be the same gender.
I need homoeroticism. I need it. This is what I do in shows. My TV is all about homoeroticism.
Great. Well, clearly, the Super Hulock has a lot to offer with that.
Exactly.
But no, but I totally think, for one thing, I think it would have been, if you're going to go, like, far enough to, like, make Watson a woman, then you should go even farther and make Sherlock a woman. Because I also think, I think it would be cool, because there are very few female characters that are like Sherlock on television, and that would have been kind of cool.
Intelligent female, I'd like that, you know, even one who's, like, messed up a little bit, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that would be cool, and you could have, like, the bonding between two women, which doesn't happen that much. Like,
Brazilian Isles, I guess, is the only.
Yeah, whatever.
I haven't seen it.
I don't know much about it. And I watched. See, here's what happened with me. I've always been sort of negative about Elementary, just because, like, I just didn't feel like a Sherlock Holmes show to me. He just doesn't.
Yep.
Like, he just, like, has random sex, and I'm just like, why?
But he. Okay, that actor played Byron
in
the movie Byron. It's about Lord Byron. Byron's the best. He's perfect.
He was also in Dexter as a villain.
He was also in Dexter, yes, you're right.
I don't know. I watched like the first 15 minutes of the pilot, and I was like, this is okay. And then my internet got really messed up, and it wouldn't let me keep watching. And I was like, you know what? I don't really care. And I never went back to it. And it's mostly just also because, like, I'm not a big fan of procedural television where, like, the same thing happens every week. So it's just not my kind of thing. But maybe it's
my,
good, but it's just not my thing. As for the Robert Downey Jr. stuff, I think it's, like, fun, but it just doesn't feel
fun.
Like Sherlock Holmes.
It's not as serious, yeah. Sherlock, the BBC Sherlock, is just very, like, it's so painful that it's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, no, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. thing is, like, fun escapist.
It's fun.
Stuff.
Yeah, it's a good just, like, thing you can watch in the movie theater, basically. Yeah.
All right, so anything else before we go to Supernatural?
No, we can go on to Supernatural. All right.
So let's talk about, basically, you can talk about your history with this and season 8 specifically if you want.
Yeah, I actually started Supernatural pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
Was it last year, I think?
Yeah, probably.
I think it was last year. It's been about a year since I started Supernatural, and I caught up very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And then I watched, I guess, season 7. I caught up with season 7. I think I watched the end of it.
Well, it was running.
Yeah, on TV. Yeah, and then season 8 I've been watching normally, which is horrible because you can't just watch 7 episodes.
I know, it's so sad.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be season great, so...
Yeah.
I mean, there's not enough cast for it to be that great, but... Oh, well. But yeah, I love Supernatural. It took me a while to get into it because I was so scared. But after the first episode, I wasn't afraid.
You're scared of the first episode?
At first, I don't like fire.
Okay.
I'm a fireman and I hate fire, but it's yes.
That's funny. All right. Yeah. No. Actually, I forgot. I was thinking about the whole like the main story, story of the week thing. But I can understand the fire thing.
No, the fire. Like I just couldn't watch the mother being like consumed by the fire and then Sam's girlfriend and all that.
Yeah.
Creeped me out, man.
My personal history. I had seen like a few random episodes, like when they were first airing, but I really started watching it last spring break. I watched 1 through 5 really, really fast last spring break. And then I was just like, I need a break. Season 1 through 5 are really good. And I heard season 6 wasn't that great. So I like watched other stuff. And then I started watching season 6 over the summer, and I was like, I don't know. So I only just caught up on season 6 and 7 in the past, like, 2 months. And the end of season 6 is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Season 7's not great. But I've been enjoying season 8. I only actually just started, I think only a couple weeks ago was my first episode of season 8 that I saw while it aired.
Oh.
But it's so it's interesting to not be able to walk as many as I want anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So, what are your overall feeling about season 8? You said that you are sad with the lack of cast, which I agree with.
Lack of cast is an issue for me. I mean, some of my friends are always like, "Oh, you should be more concerned with the brothers. Like, it's not a show about cast. It never was."
Yeah.
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I really like seeing him, so I think I should get some more cast.
I agree. And the other issue is that not only is it, like, not that much of him, is that when we do see him, he hasn't been who he was in season 4.
He's messed up.
Yeah.
He's so messed up. I haven't seen normal cast.
We haven't seen normal cast since season 5. Like,
I mean, not that cast is ever normal,
but
normal as he can
be. I'm getting sort of sick of, like, deranged cast, like evil cast, like
these
weird different versions, and it's just like
where's Femcast coming with that? I don't know, I'm excited.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, I love cast and I love the show, and season 8 I feel like definitely better than season 6 and 7.
Yes, absolutely.
But I still feel like there have been some issues.
Yes.
Beyond just the cast thing. First of all, the Gates of Hell thing is an interesting idea, but there doesn't feel like there's any urgency towards it. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like, ooh, if you did that, that would be nice. But if nothing bad is going to happen, it's just the same.
Yeah, we'll just keep going on. Yeah.
So it's kind of like there's not like a whole lot of like crazy forward momentum. And then like I feel like the Men of Letters thing was like a really cool idea they brought in. But then like remember there was that like really like there was like what was the demon like knight thing or whatever, like the I forget what it was, but in the first episode there was like a knight of demonhood or something, and they were trying to like get into the Men of Letters place because it was like this knowledge base with all these important things in it. But since they've actually gotten into the Men of Letters place, like they haven't gotten anything useful from that place.
Yeah. It's just pretty.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, that's nice that he has his room now, which I agree. But like, what I thought there was gonna be like important artifacts there, like new things about the mythology.
I know it can't just be like a couple books in that huge place. Yeah. Like there has to be other stuff that I don't understand why they haven't shown us yet.
I also feel like the budget is becoming an issue with that place because I feel like we're just seeing like one little corner of this room.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is supposed to be some cool, like, awesome place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also feel like we started the whole season with the Benny and Amelia stuff and the whole purgatory thing. The Amelia thing, I was just like, what the hell? Like,
really? I have a problem with Benny.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Amelia, I'm fine with. What's your problem with it?
Okay. Because I was just like, there has to be some sort of, like, twist coming. There has to be something more than just he's in love with her and it's like happy bright saturated colors, and like there has to be something that happens, and like nothing ever happened. And I thought the dialogue was like dreadful for most of their interaction.
It was pretty dreadful. Yeah.
And like they just can't write females. They just can't.
It's very insulting.
I don't understand. Why don't they hire a female writer or something? It makes me not like Sam as much. The fact that he was so in love with her when she was like a stupid nothing person.
Yep, I understand.
It was just awful.
I mean, I kind of see that in Sam though, because it's hard to see it based on what they show us.
Yeah.
But I've always thought of Sam as like, he is away from what he's used to, like, in school and everything, and he's been with Dean forever. He's going to turn into a little bit of Dean and, like, not realize that this girl is not anything more than a pair of boobs in front of him.
But they weren't even good boobs.
I know. I'm sorry.
I mean, usually they pick hot people. I don't even think she was very attractive. No,
she was very attractive.
The actress, but
yeah, no, I think like the actress is fine, but like I thought we were gonna go for like some bombshell, you know?
Or just like someone sweet and cute. I mean, like I just feel like, I don't know. Not happy with that.
I feel like the dog was like, they made such a big deal about the dog in like the first section of this whole Amelia thing, and then the dog just like went into the background and it wasn't about the dog.
Yeah.
And I was hoping it'd be more about the dog.
I mean, I honestly liked him more with like Ruby than with Amelia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Not a fan of that whole storyline. Plus, he abandoned. The other reason I thought there was going to be some sort of twist is he abandoned Dean. And I was like, there has to be something a little bit more, like something special about something.
Something special about it that's different. Yeah.
So, what was your issue with Benny?
Benny, my issue was like, okay, it's fine to have this thing where like Dean finds someone else to, you know, care for and everything, and that's what he needs is just someone. That's fine. But Benny himself was just annoying, and I didn't care about him.
Okay.
Like, I wish they'd played up his whole, you know, deadbeat sort of side.
Mm.
But it was more just like, Benny's going to make another mistake. He's going to call Dean. Dean's going to fix it.
Yeah.
And he's going to make a mistake. He's going to call Dean. Dean's going to fix it. It's not like there was no. He was a very one-sided character, and I wanted more from him, and I expected more from him.
Well, we're going to get more from him, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I can see where you're coming from. I thought I liked the way the actor portrayed him. I thought he was, you know, sort of fun. And it was, I feel like it was a good idea. I feel like the purgatory thing, there were some issues. I really liked purgatory, but okay, they were there for a year, right?
Yeah.
The flashbacks made it seem like they were just like went from one to the other to the other. And it just didn't feel like there was, like, time elapsing between the flashbacks.
Yep.
So it made it seem like they were in purgatory for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. I agree.
So that was sort of weird. I did like the way they showed the Leviathan in purgatory.
Oh, those were amazing.
Yeah, that was some of the best stuff they've done.
It's, yeah, because they screwed up Leviathan so much in the last
season.
That's something great in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing to see that.
I also thought the way that Benny was, like, dropped was very strange, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The way he just, like, suddenly was like, Sam can't deal with it, so I'm never going to talk to you again, bye. And it's just like, what?
It seemed like a very, like, I'm not, like, a Dean Benny, you know,
fan shipper
of any sort. Yeah. And I felt like it was totally just, oh, Dean, you know, your other boyfriend wants you back. Like, I just couldn't, it didn't work for me.
Okay, now I want to ask you, I didn't actually write this down in the outline, but I was starting to remember to talk about it. How do you feel, I've been talking to our friend Maxine about how much the show puts Dean as the protagonist over Sam, and how, like, A, they feel like every season they need to do something weird to Sam to make him interesting, because compared to Dean, he's, like, nothing.
Yeah.
And also how, but I feel like the writers are to blame for this so much, because they put, whenever someone new comes, like, they meet someone interesting or cool, they always bond with Dean, and they never bond with Sam.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird. Like, you know, like, then the new episode with Chrissy, he's had two episodes where he bonded with her, and, like, Kevin and Dean bond a lot more, and Cass, obviously.
Which I think is weird. I don't think that's who Dean is, and I guess they just, you know, I was wrong, I guess, based on what they've written.
I feel like every time, and, like, in The Grandfather had, like, more of a connection with Dean than with Sam. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
It's
Yeah, I don't understand what that is. Like, I hardly notice it when I'm watching, but, like, thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, I know it's an issue.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's not an issue I want to, like, you know, deal with.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's how they feel, too.
Yeah. It's
but,
just, I feel like they need to do, I don't know, I feel like they just need to work on Sam's character a little bit more, and by that,
I think so too.
And by not just, like, giving him weird things happening to him.
Like say he's shy, you know, something.
I don't know, something.
He's nervous around kids.
Because I think the problem was, Sam had an arc, and it was seasons 1 through 5. And then it was done, and then it's like, oh, Sam's not very interesting without this arc anymore.
Yes.
So it's like, okay, we'll give him no soul, and then we'll, you know, do all this crazy stuff to him.
I like the crazy stuff that happens to Sam, though.
I don't dislike it. I just feel like it's, like, kind of a cop out.
Yeah, I think
it's
it
like
is,
you could just try to make him as a normal person more interesting. But...
Yeah, I think it furthers the whole thing where, like, Sam didn't want to get into this life.
Yeah.
Back in the beginning. And so he's the one who has to have all the horrible stuff happen to him while Dean just, you know, meets people and has fun.
Now, do you have any theories about the trials thing and what it's doing?
Trials?
Him?
I don't know. Yeah. They kind of, like, drop it and then, like,
yeah, I know.
Every once in a while bring it back. My problem is they decided to start these trials without knowing what the other trials were.
Yeah.
That's the big issue here, and I don't know why anyone would do that. No one That's should do that.
Point.
It's a terrible idea.
I was wondering, and I would be kind of happy with this, if they were going to tie it back into the demon blood, if they were going to actually mention that existed again.
Yep.
And because I was wondering if maybe, like, now that he's like a warrior of God or whatever doing the trials, if, like, his body's rejecting the demon blood or something.
Yeah.
That might be sort of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's so focused on him coughing blood and stuff that.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot about blood, and I like that.
Yeah. Okay. What else do we need to talk about? Cass and Naomi.
Cass and Naomi.
Actually,
my friend, I was just talking to her yesterday, has a theory that Naomi isn't an angel at all. And I like this theory because the fact that Cass didn't really recognize her, I mean, he hasn't recognized other angels before, but, like, she just doesn't fit in with heaven.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. I want to know what's going to happen with her and who she is.
I think that that's totally possible, but she, at the same time, she sort of reminds me of, who's that old guy? The old guy that died in, like, season 4 or 5 who was, like, he always wore a suit. It's not very helpful. But
Death?
What?
Death?
No.
Oh.
the angel that was, like, sort of older and, like, was, like, a businessman sort of guy.
Raphael.
Maybe it was Raphael. I don't remember. But
yeah.
I'm just picturing the face in my head and, like, wait, Raphael... What does Raphael look like?
He was, like, the head of heaven for
okay.
a while.
Maybe I'm thinking Raphael. I don't know. Well, yeah, no, but Naomi is interesting. It was interesting because because what's his name? Crowley knew her.
Yeah.
So like that yeah, exactly. sort of.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I hate. Okay, I go to Catholic school for college, and I hate when they use angel names that aren't angel names.
Mm-hmm.
Like Samandriel, that's good.
Yeah.
Castiel, you know, Raphael.
Yeah.
Naomi.
Yeah, that's weird.
I hate that. Yeah. All the women have the wrong names.
That is pretty weird. Yeah, I agree with that. How do you feel about Crowley?
I love Crowley.
Yeah.
I love every moment of Crowley.
I love Crowley too, but I do have a butt.
Yeah.
I never have taken him seriously as like an arch nemesis. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think of him as being intimidating or frightening in any way. Like,
well, you know what I think about when I think about Crowley is I think about Moriarty from BBC Super Hulock. Supernatural Doctor Who. What's the other one? Sherlock. Sherlock, that one. You have to go through them all sometimes. Yeah, because he's not scary at all. But I think he needs to be more like Moriarty and, like, actually have something scary about him.
Yeah.
But I guess that's, like, you know, being the whole King of Hell thing.
Yeah. Well, I've just never, because, like, think about compared to, like, Yellow Eyes and, like, Lilith and, like, even that, whoever that, was that torturer guy that, like, from Hell.
Oh, I loved him.
Yeah, like, those people are, like, those are the people I would think would rule Hell. I don't think of, like, Crowley's, like, a great, like, stooge or, like, somewhere like a third party that's kind of out for himself sort of thing, but like him ruling a place seems really weird to me.
Yeah, and I think we need to see more about that because it shouldn't be his like normal character.
Yeah,
it should be something out of the ordinary for him, and so I'd like to see like more about, you know, his day to the day in the office. And
I like that he has the red smoke. That was like a fun little talk.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to talk? Oh, I have to rant really quickly about Artemis.
Oh, please go.
All right. So, I understand. In the episode with the Greek gods, it just really pisses me off. It really pissed me off that Artemis, who's a maiden goddess, who is a virgin and who would never go near men, had this relationship with I'm blanking on the name.
Prometheus,
thank you. With Prometheus, and there was no, like, first of all, that would never happen, but if it did, it would be out of the ordinary, so they should have at least mentioned it, and it really pissed me off.
Yeah, they messed up more than that.
Yeah.
You know, Artemis was completely wrong.
Yeah.
There was, like, Prometheus was, like, you know, better done, but I watched that with Clara, and we both were just livid, because we've done a lot of research in Greek mythology, because we've always really liked it.
Yeah.
And that was just very upsetting.
Yeah, no, I wasn't happy with that. The other thing is, like, though the Greek gods could have easily been, like, an entire season instead of Leviathans, like...
I know.
Like, the fact that they kill Zeus in one episode is
ridiculous. That's not... But Zeus, like, as a character, was pretty awesome.
Yeah, no,
they did him right.
I think they did.
I liked the lightning and all that.
Yeah, just
good.
Ridiculous that they killed him.
Yeah, no, that's stupid. Yeah.
But, I mean, I sort of liked what they did with Prometheus to some degree. It didn't really feel like Prometheus, but I like whatever character they made. Like, I thought, like the actor.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, his son. That was confusing. I don't know about that.
Yeah, yeah, but Artemis. Well, they just can't do females.
No, they can't.
And speaking of that, we're gonna get into Goodbye Stranger, where they kill off yet another female.
Oh God, and we have to talk about unicorns.
All right.
I don't even know what the episode, like, what happened in the episode. The unicorn part just killed me.
All right, so the unicorn thing was her saying that Cass is her unicorn.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't like that. I'm not 12.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I can understand.
I'm not hipster for that. Like, that's too weird.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, a brony. I don't understand. Like, it's not. No. We don't talk about unicorns. Calm your special snowflake. That's far enough.
All right. So beyond that,
there is no beyond that.
Well, how did you feel about Meg being killed off? Did you care?
No, not really. Everyone else has been really excited to see her back and everything, but I kind of haven't ever cared about her, and I don't want there to be a love story between her and Cass.
Yeah, I can sort of see that. I wouldn't have wanted it to ever get farther than it was in this episode.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was a little sad to see her die. I guess it was It was just nice to have. I liked them having like this bigger team, especially now Bobby's gone, and like having a demon on their side was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And she was sort
it
of
brings
like,
it back to the old days.
Yeah. So I was sort of sad to see her go, but I definitely wouldn't have wanted like a legitimate relationship.
No, that'd be annoying.
Yeah. All right. So what else do we have to talk about for that episode? I guess that's the one where Cass almost kills Dean.
All the shipping.
All the shipping.
All the shipping.
I really liked the beginning with the him with the hundreds of dead Deans thing. That was crap. there was okay. I liked okay. The one thing I didn't get though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're Naomi, and like you know that Cass is gonna have trouble killing Dean.
Yeah.
Why even like he didn't need to order him to kill Dean. He could have just taken the tablet. Like he could have he's strong enough to take the tablet without killing Dean. So like
it has to be something about she knows what's in the future and she knows that this will, you know,
yeah,
forever keep Cass Jail on her side and she won't have to keep like bringing him back for meetings.
And also I want to know why Cass is on a train when he's an angel.
You know. Why not?
Yeah. But I did like the musical interlude at the end with the Goodbye Stranger and him on.
I thought it was really cute. Yeah. Yeah. It was like our cast back.
Yeah. That was nice. Finally. It's about
time. Yeah.
All right. Do you want to say anything about Freaks and Geeks?
Oh, where's Cass? That's what I want to say.
Yeah.
We just had Cass and then you take him away from me.
Did they show him in the preview for next week?
I didn't see it.
Okay.
I buy them on iTunes.
So you don't know. Can I say what I remember from the promo?
Yeah.
Is that the second trial?
Yeah.
And it has to do with going to hell.
I heard a rumor that Gabriel's coming back.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
So I'd like that.
I liked Freaks and Geeks overall. I thought.
Yeah, me too.
So do you like that Chrissy character?
I do actually, and I usually don't.
That's surprising
like,
to me.
Yeah, it's totally not my type of character, but I like her because she reminds me of like characters I used to write in little stories when I was a kid.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought it was fun. I also like just liked that it wasn't just like a random person, that it was somebody that we'd seen before.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Do you remember what's his name? Oh, the guy, the father figure.
Oh. That
they fought a Ruguru with them before.
Did they really?
Yeah, they said that.
Oh,
but I don't. And his family was killed by a what's it called? I don't know. They brought back all the old monsters from season one, basically.
Yeah, but when they said that, I didn't think that actually happened in an episode.
No, yeah, I guess not. But I was just interested to see if they did or not.
I don't. Yeah,
I just don't remember the Ruguru episode really.
It was like that. Wasn't there another old hunter they mentioned this season and they like met and they're like, we've seen him before, but we haven't really seen him before?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're trying to connect things back to the past. Just to keep some continuity.
That was that cartoon episode. That was the season, right?
Yeah, that was the season. I can't remember who it was, though.
Oh, but maybe we had. He was like insane. I think we might have seen him in another episode.
Yeah. We just don't trust men in sweaters. I love that line.
That was a great line. They're really good at the comedy lately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always been good, but... All right. Anything else you want to talk about Supernatural?
If we, you know, have any listeners who want to recommend an episode from any season, just let me know for like getting someone into the show.
Oh, okay.
Into Supernatural.
Interesting.
I'm trying to get someone into Supernatural. I think she's gonna love it.
Yeah.
She will not watch it. She keeps getting scared. She watched like the girl in the mirror when like. The Bloody Mary episode and she freaked out. I'm like, obviously, yeah. I'm trying to get her to watch Bad Day at Black Rock. I think that's a great one. I think she'll get into it that way. But I can't think of anyone else, so help me out, guys.
Interesting. Maybe like one of the more comedic episodes.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
But if she gets freaked out easily, then even if she gets into that one comedic episode, the next episode of Rock is like scary. Then...
Well, that's why I need a couple episodes. Yeah. But if she can just focus on Sam and Dean, I know she'll love the whole Brotherhood aspect. Yeah. So, got to get her in.
Yeah.
Book them.
All right. Do we have anything else to say? I don't know. I guess I'll read this email that we have.
Yeah, sounds good.
We got basically... And I mentioned this, I go and talk about this more depth in the Doctor Who part that I already did. But basically, a month or a half ago or something, we're doing a different podcast that we do. And at the end, we just decided to do like a special section where we talked about Super Hulock, just because I had been watching Doctor Who for the first time when we did that. And so we got an email in response to that part. And so it basically talks about all three shows. So I'm just going to, I guess I'll just read the Doctor Who part. And I guess that this is a good, so you, where are you in Doctor Who? So I know you're behind, but where?
I'm pretty behind. I think I've seen one season of this new Doctor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess this will, you probably will maybe have some agreements that with her.
Yeah.
All right. So the Doctor Who part, she says, I completely agree about Amy and Rory, mostly Amy. Though since Rory's really only, okay. So I guess this is complicated because some people haven't heard what we talked about, but, and including Dylan. But basically Clara, our friend who I was, did that podcast with, was saying that she didn't like how Amy and Rory were like special, and yep, that like she wanted them to be just like normal people that he found. Yeah. So our listener Althea says, I completely agree about Amy and Rory, mostly Amy though, since Rory is really only special because of Amy's memories and thoughts. One of the things that irritates me most about that this was in the last episode of season 6, the Doctor tells Amy that the reason he took her with him in the first place was the crack in her wall. I understand this, of course, but I always like the idea that the Doctor just finds normal, unassuming humans, and they have a connection or whatever, and then he offers to take them traveling. Now, about River, I like her well enough, I guess. Nothing irritates me or makes me hate her, but it's like I guess don't care about her storyline anymore. As for Rory, I am also mad that he never got to see Rory and the Doctor bond, or even see their friendship at all. It seems to me like Rory is just tagging along for Amy, and I really hate that. I don't know if you've seen the episode where Amy and Rory leave yet, so I won't say any major spoilers, but I hate the fact that Rory and the Doctor never get to say goodbye to each other. I hate it. All right, so that's the Doctor Who part. Do you want to say any of your feelings? You can say.
Yes.
Yeah.
River Song is the most irritating character ever. That's my problem with her. Like, I don't have like a real reason. Yeah. She just irritates me. She's annoying.
This is one point where we can agree.
she's just annoying, basically. And I don't know how to explain that better. Well, people might not agree with me, but she's just,
I have multiple issues with her. My first issue is that A, I don't want the Doctor to be married at all.
Nope.
B, I don't want to be told that he's going to get married before we see him actually in a starting the relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be told this is going to end up this way and then show me how. That's stupid and annoying.
Yeah.
And C, he's 50 years old. The actress is 50 and he's 25, and I know that like actually with the Doctor he's really old. It's weird. Like, I don't like
it's too much for you.
And I don't like it. And I feel bad because I feel like she is like an okay character and she's like a pretty strong female and whatever, but like just, and they, plus they just, I don't like the idea. A big thing with like the Doctor is that like he goes on and on and on and like everybody else disappears, and so like he's gonna always pop up for like, I know eventually she'll run out, but like technically they could just keep showing her popping up for like the next 10 years or whatever, because he just has these little meetings with him.
Yep.
And
I honestly, you should have left it with David Tennant and her meeting in the library and leave it at that.
Yeah. And the thing is, so wait,
explain that they have a past or a future.
Do you know about her? Do you know like what happens in season 6?
A little bit, yeah.
So you know like who she is.
Yeah.
Okay. So like I thought that that was actually sort of interesting at first, and then they went into it more and I didn't see much. But yeah.
I mean, I liked, when was that, when they explained her name?
Yes, yes.
I liked that. It's
that,
fine.
That was the episode that I liked, yeah.
Yeah, I liked that, but the everything surrounding that I was upset with. So.
Well, I will say, so season 6 has a lot of issues. The non-Moffat episodes are a lot of fun in season 6, but the Moffat episodes are pretty problematic.
Yep.
But season 7 I've loved, and it's because, first of all, every single episode has been a standalone. And
yeah.
So there, like, Moffat's real issues is when he does these overarching like crazy.
He's really stories. Bad at that.
Yeah. So every episode's been a standalone that's been really good, and it's been really fun and enjoyable, and the characterization's been good. And River only showed up in one of them so far, so that was nice.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll catch up eventually. I have to watch other shows that are not, you know, Tumblr worthy, I guess.
But we should take this eventually opportunity to also mention that we just found out that Tennant is coming back, which is really cool.
Absolutely.
Tennant and
Billy Piper, right? Yeah.
So that's really fun.
And John Hurt, if anyone knows who that is, he's great.
Yeah, that's all right, so I'll read the Supernatural part next of the email. Dan, yes, season 7 is not great, and yes, you will probably want to punch multiple characters and writers in the face while watching it, but season 8, known as Tumblr season great, is so much better, so far at least. Also, I realize this email is about a month late, so if you've already caught up on the show, what are your thoughts on season 7 and 8, which I've pretty much already said. So I guess that's, I mean, he doesn't really, I'll just move on to the Sherlock part.
Sounds good.
And she goes, I am demanding your full thoughts, reactions for Riker back as soon as possible. Also theories. I have a few of my own, but I wanted to hear your thoughts. And for the record, I love Moriarty. I'm still so young that even as an avid reader, I didn't attempt to read the original Sherlock Holmes until I got into the BBC show. That being said, I have read most Sherlock stories now, and I completely get how one would dislike the BBC's Moriarty. Oh, so I mentioned in that episode that I have some friends who are big Sherlock Holmes reading fans that don't really like the portrayal.
Yeah, he's very different.
Yeah. She goes, actually, I was going to say the thing about the Joker, but Dan said on the podcast. So basically, I said that it kind of reminds me of the Joker.
Right? Absolutely.
Whereas, like, he's really cool, but if you're a really big Joker fan...
Yeah, he's not really the Joker.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm also mentioning Torchwood here because I love anything involving John Barrowman, and you know, Torchwood is an amazing show. I agree that Torchwood was basically over for me after Children of Earth. Yeah, okay.
Me too. Yeah.
Torchwood-wise, I've seen season 1. I have to keep... I'm still watching.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't watch the American one.
I probably won't watch the American one. But I'm still... I know how Children of Earth ends, and that's awful.
No.
I really wish I didn't.
Yeah. You can't know.
Yeah. Sad. All right.
I got Clara really into Ianto Jones. And anyone who hasn't seen it, Ianto Jones is the best character. You'll love him. Watch every episode.
Okay, I'm confused by that, though. Like, because, like, season 1, he's, like, barely in it.
I know, but he's great. I love him.
Everybody loves him, and I'm like, he's not even doing anything.
You just have to convince everyone that he's so awesome.
Okay.
And it works.
I love John Barrowman. He's doing a great job on Arrow right now.
Oh, yeah? Like, I haven't caught up with Arrow.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah. All right, so that's the email. I bet it's basically it, except for some wrapping up stuff, unless you have anything else you want to mention.
No, I think I'm...
All right. So if you want to email us, that would be awesome with, you know, questions, comments, theories. Oh, we never actually gave theories for Riker back, but I honestly need to rewatch that episode again before I give
it. Oh, right. Yeah.
Because I haven't watched it since it aired, actually.
Oh, yeah. I just watched it recently. I'll have to go on my Tumblr and find all the theories I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, for the season 3 premiere.
Yeah. So if you want to email us, do so at superhulockpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, that's at dwhite, like the color, 685.
Can I do this part?
Yeah.
Okay. I like your shoelaces. Superhulockpodcast.tumblr.com. You'll understand, Dan, when you use Tumblr more.
Okay. all right. Yeah, because I'm not a... So we have a Tumblr. And I don't... And
we're going to teach Dan Tumblr.
I don't
Tumblr.
Understand Tumblr.
Guys, it's great.
Oh, my headset just fell off.
Oh.
All right, hold on. Yeah, okay. But yeah, no, I don't know Tumblr. I just made a Tumblr for this, and we're going to use that the Tumblr feed as our podcast feed to connect with iTunes. But it probably is a crazy... crappy looking Tumblr right now because I don't know what I'm doing, but but that's where the podcast will be. And yeah, so email, Twitter, I'm gonna be putting this on iTunes as soon as I can. It takes a few days for iTunes to accept it, but you'll probably, by the time you're listening to this, you'll probably be listening to it on iTunes. And then just album art wise we have a temporary album art version that I made in like 10 seconds. That's kind of crappy looking right now. But Dylan is probably going to be making a new one.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else before I edit over to the Doctor Who part?
No, I think that's good.
All right.
I'll see you guys later.
Thank you, Dylan. And now we're going to get into the Doctor Who part. All right. So now we're in the Doctor Who section. And I guess I should introduce Nare, who is now my co-host because Clara and Dylan are not caught up. Say hi.
Yeah, how can you not be caught up on Doctor Who? It's awesome.
I agree. This is like the one of the three that I'm probably the most excited about talking about, to be honest. I love Supernatural, and Sherlock is really fun, but Sherlock hasn't had new episodes in like 5 years, so...
Yeah, how are you guys doing Sherlock?
We're going to do like one, we're not going to do these that regularly, so we'll probably do like one episode of podcast and mm-hmm. like focus on that. And so then because we'll do like maybe one podcast a month, then we'll like by the time we get to number six, then hopefully the new series will come out. So we'll see. But I was also, this is all so new because we've never done a podcast where it was like, we're doing three TV shows at once, and we're not going to necessarily do one for every episode. And so we have to kind of figure out what we're going to do. I'm sort of thinking I would like to do like mini, maybe 15-minute episodes, like just on like, hey, what did you think of Doctor Who this week? And just like throw that up there, as opposed to like being like, let's do an hour and like go in depth and all that stuff. I think it'd be like nice to get that in, just because I'm going to be really busy these next few weeks, but I still like would like to be able to talk about Who as it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I guess we're just going to say like where we're at with Who. I just watched it for the first time this past Christmas break. I watched the entire new series in one really, really fast chunk.
Because once you start, like, you just don't want to stop.
Yeah, it's really good.
I have a friend who he said he's been trying to start Doctor Who for a really long time, and he like watches the first episode, and then he's like, the show sucks, and he stops. And he's like, oh, and then I finally got to like the Dalek episode, like the first Dalek episode, and I forget which one it was with Eccleston, the first Dalek episode.
Like the,
it was the one where Rose's touch, right? She touches the Dalek.
And it's like destroying all these people in that like underground America.
Yeah, oh, okay, right. So he watched that one, and he's like, and then after that, he's like, I became obsessed. He watched three seasons in like a week. he goes to school here, but anyway, he really liked it.
Yeah, no, that I can totally understand. I was really resistant to watching this for a long time, and the pilot really is not a very good episode. I'm gonna say that. Like, I think it is like a hard one to get past. I think the only thing I really like in the pilot is when Eccleston is like talking about how he can like feel the earth moving underneath his feet, which I was like, that's pretty cool. But like, aside from that, it's like pretty cheesy and like,
it looks 5 second liner.
Yeah. But no, but once you really get into it, once you like get on board with the humor and everything and the amazing characters and the writing, it's just so good. I'm still catching up on Torchwood. I haven't finished that yet, but.
Oh, right. Torchwood. They're not making new episodes for that, right?
It's kind of up in the air, but it's probably done. Have you watched Torchwood?
I've seen several of the season one episodes because my ex's brother was watching it over the summer, and I'd just sit there watch it with him. So I've seen like four episodes.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It was interesting. It's different, but interesting.
That takes a little bit of like getting through. There's some bad fillery episodes in the first season, but it gets, once you get into it, it gets good. All right, let's talk about, so part of the reason Clara and Dylan aren't here, even though they're, you know, pretty big Doctor Who people, is because they're not very big Moffat and Matt Smith people. So they're pretty behind. So how do you feel about Moffat and Matt Smith?
Okay, everyone needs to just relax, okay? If you have an issue with Moffat and Matt Smith, stop watching Doctor Who. I mean, Sheldon, I love Dylan and Clara. They're like my really close friends. But at the same time, they're not hatred. Clara's a little bit more lenient, I think, on it. Whereas Dylan is kind of like, ugh, Moffat. Like, I don't know. I don't actually remember. I'm making this up. But
I think you're right. I think you are. I think the number one thing that I feel is like people who hate on Matt Smith, I really don't understand. Like, I think Matt Smith is fantastic.
Yeah. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, I mean, Moffat has his issues. I'm not going to deny that there are some major, like, continuity issues and major, like, plot-hanging things that don't make sense, and that, you know, he has some issues. He breaks the rules of time travel that he makes over and over again, which makes things convoluted, and there's nothing I can understand complaining about him. But the episodes are still really fun, the characters are still really good, and there's still, like, a lot of really good episodes. There are just some issues here and there. And Matt Smith, I think, is really very different from the other Doctors in a great way, very, very good comedically. And I think
he's the most alien-like, I think.
Yeah, which I think is a nice change of pace. Yeah, I think that's I like
people
him.
are just angry that David Tennant left, and I mean, like, yeah, I prefer David Tennant as like for the Doctor, but this doesn't mean I don't like Matt Smith. I really like Matt Smith, and actually, he's been growing on me more and more.
Yeah. No,
especially like this past first half of season 7, when the Ponds had to leave, and then with Clara, I think that's when he started growing on. I think I'm gonna really, really, really start liking him once we see his interactions with Clara more.
I think I agree with you. The only thing that I really missed from Tennant is I feel like a big part of Tennant's era was that like the Doctor was very like vulnerable and very emotional, and he like had this feeling of like this great loss on him at all times, and it made him like a deeper character for that. And Matt Smith has. It took him a really long time to have any sort of like darkness or sadness in him. He was just like this whimsical Willy Wonka character for a lot of it, and I can see that like sort of turning some people off. But I feel like they've done a good job of sort of mixing that darkness back in with the Pawns leaving and stuff. And I think that they'll get there. I think it just took him a little bit longer than some of the other.
Oh, I forgot to ask. Have you seen the prequel? Oh, no, did you post it? Was that you?
I did not. No. The prequel.
Well, there's a little like 5-minute video. Oh, Claire. Oh, my friend Christina did. There's a little 5-minute video of like it's like a Moffat prequel for the first episode of first half of season 7. You have to watch it.
The second half of season 7.
Yeah, second half. Sorry. You have to like it's like a little thing. It's a video.
Yeah, I don't know. I know they did. They did 2 prequel mini things for the Christmas special that were pretty cool.
Oh yeah, no, this one is it's really cool, and you should watch it. I think
I'll totally watch that after this.
And everyone who's listening to this should also watch it. I don't know, it was just if you like Doctor Who on Facebook, I think they posted the video up. So
all right, so we're gonna do like a quick little run through of the first half of season 7 and our thoughts. And I guess I brought up this link with the posters from season 7. And I know that I've read online that Moffat had this like mandate that he wanted every episode to like feel like a movie poster, and for in season 7 to feel like a big epic movie. These posters are just freaking awesome, I have to say. And I really, because I feel like Moffat has some issues with the ongoing storylines getting too convoluted, I've really liked that season 7 has been these like separate stories that haven't had too much river in them and have just been like
too much river, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad. And I think the one place we saw river was probably like, I don't know, like appropriate.
Yeah, so okay, so Silence of the Daleks, what did you think of Silence of the Daleks?
I really liked that episode actually. I thought it was a really awesome way to start season 7.
Yeah, totally. And it was really cool because, I mean, I didn't know, so I watched it after like everybody else watched it because I was catching up, but I didn't know that Clara was going to be in that episode. I was like, wait, what's going on? This is cool. And I was like,
well, I'm trying to remember because Dan just said that he started watching the show recently. I started back in 2011. Yeah, I started back in 2011. Because I was trying to impress my ex-boyfriend, and so that's why I was able to get through like season 1 so quickly, even though it was like really boring. But I wanted him to like me, and so I've been like keeping up with it for a little bit now, and I'm trying to remember like when I found out. I think there were like an article like meet the new companion, blah blah blah, and there's like a little article written about her, and they met, and the thing was, I remember I like cheated. I went on IMDb. And I saw that she was going to be in, like, the first episode, and I was like, oh, crap. But then I thought, then I was, like, really, when the episode started, I was really confused. I was, like, because I honestly thought that something was going to happen to Amy in that episode, and Claire was going to take over.
Yeah.
So I was, like, why would she be in, like, the first episode and not, like, even though, like, we've seen that, like, Donna episode. But I was, like, really confused at why that happened. And then I was, like, oh, this is really awesome that, like, she was, like, ah, you know, a Dalek, whatever.
Yeah.
No,
that
was no idea how they were gonna bring her back, and then yeah. So I don't know what you want to say.
I mean, I think I thought when I walked it, I was like, because her name was Oswin too. I was like, okay, maybe they're just gonna like fudge it and say it was like an ancestor or something, or like a descendant. As like, that's kind of weird. I really like her. She gives really good dialogue and really good chemistry with Matt Smith. This is weird, but I was like, but then the way they brought her back was really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's just move on to dinosaurs on a spaceship.
I thought I thought the idea was kind of cool that we were going to see dinosaurs, because, like, that was, like, I don't know, it's, like, one of those things where, like, you know, he goes through history, so, you know, you've seen, like, Hitler, and you've seen, like, all these, like, major things, like, World War II, and what other major things have we seen from, like, history? Like, we've seen, like, William Shakespeare and, like, Agatha Christie, like, and then dinosaurs are just one of those things that you would expect the doc, like, you would expect an episode with.
Totally.
So, like, it finally happened, but I don't really remember liking this episode too much, except for the fact that, wasn't this the first episode with Rory's dad?
Yes, I believe so, yeah. That was
really like Rory's dad, actually.
Oh, yeah, they better not forget about him, that's all I'm saying.
I mean, like, without Rory and Amelia.
Yeah, but I feel like he can still be brought in once in a while. I feel like I don't want to see that. I don't want that to be the end of him.
Well, do you think that they're going to just completely forget about Amelia and Rory? Or are they going to just, like, be kind of side characters, like, at the last season with David Tennant, where he was with Donna, but we still saw Martha and Rose and stuff?
I don't think we can't see Amy and Rory, right?
Well, I mean, like,
oh, I guess he could go time before.
Time travel thing. You never know.
I don't think that they're going to come back.
You think they did that on purpose so, like, there would be a complete just...
Yeah. I think the only way they'd come back would be for the 50th anniversary, but I kind of don't see that.
Oh, we'll talk about the 50th anniversary after.
Yeah. Dinosaur on a Spaceship, the main thing I remember thinking it was just, like, dumb fun, and I kind of liked the fact that he had, like, this team behind him with that, like, with those, like,
with kids. Cleopatra.
Which is kind of fun, and I also remember liking that Amy, like, kicked ass in that episode, because, like, there were a lot of episodes where she was just like, I'm in trouble. And that episode, she was, like, using a gun and killing shit, and I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty hot.
I really like this next one, The Town Called Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
I was a big fan of it. I mean, I always like when the Doctor is a little bit darker, and this was a pretty dark episode for him. And it was just like a really, I guess, love Western stuff, so I was a big fan of this.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to say about it.
Power of Three. What did you think of Power of Three?
I thought it was really weird, but not, like, bad weird. I just thought that... I forget how the episode started. Didn't the episode kind of start with, like a news thing? Like, these cubes have arrived. Like, I was like, what am I watching? But then, I don't know. How did it end again? I'm sorry, I forget. Yeah, how did
okay.
it end?
So, this is... Okay, so there a bunch of cubes appeared, and, like, they're like, ooh, what's it gonna be? And then, like, they stayed for, like, a really, really long time, and, like, nothing happened, and they had to wait around, and eventually the Doctor ended up, like, staying and living there with them as, like, they were waiting for something to happen. And then it ended up being, like, there was some bad... here's the thing with this episode. I really liked it until it was revealed what was going on, because I don't even...
Yeah, I didn't like... Exactly.
Yeah, no. I don't even remember. It was some weird bad guy who, like, didn't really do anything, and the Doctor said, like, two sentences to him, and then somehow he was defeated, and it was, like, really stupid. And, like, then there was that really cheesy pun about the power of three is, like, a cube, and I was like, oh, boy. But until then...
The ending was weird, but I thought I liked the build-up.
Yeah, and Rory's dad was really good in this episode, and the other thing was, until this episode, we, like, never saw Rory and Amy in, like, modern-day England living life, which I thought was, like, kind of a misstep that they didn't do that up until this episode, because I always thought that, like, the episodes were, like... Where big things would happen in modern day with, like, Rose and whatever and their families living in modern day. I thought those were, like, always good episodes. So I was really happy that they were doing this episode and the Doctor was there and he was, like, playing the Wii and stuff, which was fun. It was just the ending was kind of weird.
I didn't like the ending either. We're about to get to my favorite episode. I'm so excited.
Get there, though. I just have to say my biggest issue with this cube episode is that I can't find anywhere online where I can buy a model cube from this episode.
Really?
I really wanted to buy one.
It's too early. They haven't, like, created them yet. But that's weird. It's so weird.
Angels Take Manhattan.
Oh, I love this episode.
Very good episode.
It was sad. I cried. I mean, like, it's not a big, like, I cry from a lot of TV shows and movies. But this one, I actually cried. I cried when they, like, jumped off the roof. Yeah. And then I cried when, like, they were in the cemetery and Rory, like, you know, the angel touched Rory. And then Amelia had to say bye to the Doctor.
Yep.
I thought it was really sad. Oh, that's so sad.
I thought it was a great episode. I thought that I thought they did a lot of really good things here, and I thought that this pretty much everything. I'll admit, and I know that I've read like some criticism to like some weird plot holy things with the time travel and stuff and all whatever. There's some issues. I'm not gonna deny that, but like the point is, the characterization and the emotion was really, really well done, and the
acting was very good. I thought.
I totally agree. So,
I thought the whole premise of the book was cool too.
I agree, and I actually liked River in that episode too.
Yeah, I usually don't like River, and I really liked her in this episode.
Yeah.
I thought she was appropriate. Like she had an appropriate.
You know, my only issue with the. With that episode is I feel like I would have really, and it's not that episode's fault, it's more of an issue with previous episodes, is I really wish there had been an episode where it was just Rory and the Doctor and they had like bonded in some way, because it's like,
wait, isn't there an episode where Amelia goes, there are episodes where they have to like go save Amelia and it's just them two.
Okay, but I don't want it to be an episode where they're teaming up to save Amelia. I want an episode where like he's on vacation and they're off doing like, you know,
she's vacationing in the TARDIS.
You know what I mean? Like maybe she's just like taking a nap and they decide to go on an adventure. Something, you know, like you know how like there was the episode where Donna like stayed in the resort and then the Doctor went off by himself in the train.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, yeah.
I just felt like there was never, like, literally the only bond between Rory and the Doctor was that they both cared about Amelia. Like, they never had an episode where they just, like, were broke.
Well, I think the reason for that is because Amelia Pond was always kind of the primary companion, whereas Rory was just kind of the third wheel kind of thing.
I think it would have been fun to have him have...
No, I agree. It would have been fun. Like, it could have been fun.
Let's say hello to Clara Oswin Oswald.
Is that the Christmas special, right?
Yes.
Oh, it was really good.
Love
that's my favorite Christmas special ever.
Wow, that's a big deal.
Wait, never mind. I liked the episode. I liked the episode with the one where she's like frozen or whatever. And
the Scrooge.
Yeah, the Scrooge one. I forget what it's called. That's actually my favorite one. This is my second favorite one.
I really like the Christmas Carol, and I really like the one where David Tennant is introduced. Which is his first episode as a Christmas special.
Really? I like it, but I don't know. I didn't like it that much. But it's okay.
Yeah, no, but so I don't know whether I like those ones better than this one. But this one is a really, really good one. There's so many great things about it. It was amazing. Do you want to say some stuff? And then I'll rattle off.
About the Christmas special? I really liked... I was going to say Paula for some reason. I really liked Clara. I thought that she was very smart. She reminded me of Martha a little bit.
Except she has better chemistry with the Doctor.
She has better chemistry. Well, yeah, of course she does. But that's not what part that reminded me of Martha. Like, you know, in the first episode we saw Martha, she was kind of, she had no idea what was happening. She was, I think that was the one where the hospital ends up on the moon, right?
Yeah.
And like, she didn't know anything about any time travel or whatever. She didn't know anything about the Doctor. She didn't know anything about aliens. But, like, she was willing to, like, help out and do stuff. And, like, she wasn't like, oh, I need to learn first. No, she just kind of got out there.
And did it. Was fearless.
Did stuff. And that's what I really liked about Clara. Because, like, she went up on the ladder and she had no idea what she was doing. And, like, she was smart and she was innovative. And I really liked her. I thought that I really liked all the little, I thought there was a lot of sexual tension between them. Which was interesting because usually when there's sexual tension, it's like usually kind of initiated by the female character and the Doctor kind of like holds himself back or like denies kind of thing. Whereas in this episode where the Doctor kind of was like playing along with it.
Yeah, totally.
I really liked it. Made it fun.
And I think, so this is a point of contention with people. Some people really hate the Doctor liking the companion. And I'm just going to say...
Clara, cough.
Yeah. And I'm just going to say, we haven't had that, like... I think it's okay, because we haven't had that for, like, three companions. He didn't like Amy, he didn't like Martha, and he didn't like Donna. So I think it's okay every once in a while for him to actually care about the companion. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing. I like it. I think their flirtation's really good. And when I was saying she has better chemistry with the Doctor, I wasn't even necessarily, like, obviously, yes, sexually better, too. But also, I just feel like, I don't think Martha ever really, like, had good chemistry with Tennant at, like, in any way. Like, you know how Donna had good chemistry with him as friends, but I don't think Martha like had any good.
No, I agree. And I agree.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, so I was gonna say I also think Claire is really pretty.
Yes, she is.
I'm I'm not shallow, but she's really pretty.
Oh my god, yeah, no. After Amy, I was like, how can they possibly top this? And then I don't know if they topped it, but they did. They made me not sad that Amy's going.
So you told me this, but I'm going to tell our audience.
Yes.
The actress who plays Clara is dating the actor who plays Robb Stark in Game of Thrones. Just saying.
Yeah,
so if you didn't know, and you're a girl like me, you probably squealed right then.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I have to say, that's a really badass couple. All right.
And a cute couple too.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Yeah, no, they're really.
Okay, I need to ask you about Clara. Who do you think she is? Give me your assumptions, hypothesis, or whatever.
Skipping ahead to the mystery section that I have in our outline, I have to talk.
Oh, sorry, Dan. Okay, fine. Sorry. Let's talk more of the Christmas, but okay, go.
All right. So, Christmas special. I really liked just like the overall tone of it. I thought the music was really. They do a really good job of like making it feel like a fairy tale sort of, and like just the imagery and the cinematography and like. It was just all blue and pretty, and like the cloud thing was really cool with the ladder, and I love that episode. Like the way, just everything, all the little smart things they did were so good, and the characterization of Clara is so good. She's so like sassy and smart, and doesn't like let the doctor boss her around, and she's just like really fearless and awesome, and I love her. And I also really love Vastra and Strax and the whole scene with
Is it weird that Vastra's the green one, right?
Yes.
She's kind of like. Is it weird that I think she's hot?
I don't know. I guess not.
Like, not, like, okay, guys, I'm a straight woman. I should just clarify. So, I'm a straight woman. But I thought, like, she's, like, really hot. I don't know. I can't explain it. I think she's really attractive.
That's really funny. Did you think that any of the other lizard people were attractive, or specifically her?
They're making fun. But, okay, I'll admit, I do not think Strax is attractive. He looks like a potato or like a thumb. Wait, did he make a thumb joke or was it a potato joke?
I think
joke?
He made both. Like there was a lot of really good Strax and Doctor interplay in this episode, and to the point where like I really want Strax and Vastra to be in it a lot. And I also I don't know Vastra's girlfriend's name, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but I really like her too. They're also really fun. The three of them are really cool.
I love this episode. I just remembered. It was like a perfect combination with him and the companion, like him and like humans, and him and like other aliens. It was just perfect.
And I also really liked the scene between Clara and Vastra with the one word thing that ended with pond was like, that was like so cool. I was really happy with that. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really cool. And I also really liked that he dressed up as Sherlock Holmes. That was just like...
Oh, that was cool. No, I love that. Yeah.
There was really awesome. Great comedy in that episode. And the only issues I had with the snowman is the snowman. I thought the villain was...
The voice of the snowman is... Oh, crap, what's his name? Ian, plays Gandalf.
McKellen.
McKellen.
Yeah, he was the only thing that made it okay. It was mostly just, like, the way it ended was really lame, and, like, I guess that, like, the fact that he cried and it made everything go to water was pretty cheesy.
Yeah, I think that's an issue that, because we saw that the same thing with the Cube episode.
Mm.
Like needs to make better villain.
Yeah, and I think that the same thing was sort of true with the Christmas special the year before when there was that whole like Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe thing, and they were like tree enemy things, and they beat them really.
Yeah, he's been kind of getting bad villains out. I don't know, they're not that scary.
I think that they're trying them. I think they've been trying too hard to make the Christmas specials like overly kid friendly.
Uh huh.
So that's why it's like, ooh, the power of tears.
No, like I miss the Silence. Like those were like awesome villains. Like the Silence was scary as hell.
Totally agree.
I don't know who's scarier, the angels or I think the Silence is scarier.
Mm. I don't know. That's a hard one.
No, remember the part in like one of those episodes where you know you have to put like check marks in your arm, and then he like looks up and he looks at his arm and he has check marks like all over his body, and you're like, oh shit, there's there. We're like, I don't know, like. I would not want to be in a room with the Silence and the Angel at the same time.
All right, so let's talk about Clara, the mystery of Clara. What do you think?
I have no idea, and it's like, I really hope it's not something stupid.
Yeah. People are
saying that she's River Song.
That would be awesome. Oh, okay, actually, that was something I wanted to talk about. I really love that he is flirting with Clara, but this is, like, it makes me hate River even more, because it is a little weird. He's married to River. Why is he flirting with Clara, and is it going to stop him from being with Clara that he's married to River?
Or maybe he's just flirting with her, like they're as friends.
No, he clearly had a thing for her. And I don't want him to be with River. So River.
River.
I think I have a feeling I never hated River, but I have a feeling the more episodes with Clara that happen, the more it's gonna make me hate River. But yeah. Okay, so the whole thing with Clara, I used to like the idea that she was the daughter of the human doctor and Rose, but mm-hmm. then I realized that would mean that she couldn't really flirt with a doctor because that would be weird. So.
No, I don't think it's anything like that.
Okay.
I honestly think it's more going to be like, not that she's connected to him in some way, but rather that she just, like, has something special about her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, kind of like how Amelia Pond was special, but not necessarily special because she had, like, a special connection to the doctor or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So now I want to know. So, okay. So we're supposed to take it. I'm taking it as reincarnation. That's what I'm taking it as. I don't know. Maybe I'm just making that leap and I'm not supposed to.
Reincarnation of what?
That when she dies, she just reincarnated. She just, like, comes back as a different version of her without the memory.
Oh, like why she came back. Okay.
So, like, she keeps, when she dies, she springs up.
But she remember, does she remember that she's reincarnated? That's the question. Because if she does, then there's something, she's not, like, exactly human.
I'm going to guess she doesn't, because the one that called herself Oswin in the Asylum of the Daleks one didn't seem like she knew who the doctor was.
Oh, that's true.
But the thing that I'm wondering is going to be kind of weird is, if he keeps dying, are we going to have episode after episode where the doctor is like, hey, I'm the doctor, and this is what I'm about? Like,
oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Well, maybe she won't die for a while now. I don't know. Maybe he'll be more careful with her.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see what modern version of Clara is like.
You need to. So the little clip I told you to watch, it's like 3 minutes. It has to do with Clara and the doctor.
Cool.
So.
And we saw that he had a friend, which is cool. I like the idea of bringing in some new supporting people that are like friends and family.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So let's look at this. I have this link that has the a couple of the posters from the upcoming episodes.
Oh, I want to see this.
Yeah. I like this first one. The Bells of St. John is the first one that's coming. It has to do with Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi?
Yeah, there's like evil Wi-Fi creatures. I don't
know. Yeah, I'm telling you. They're like not thinking of good villains anymore. Wow. What are these other... Are these new... For the second one, the Rings of...
Yeah, that's the one. That's the next one. That's the second.
Are those new villains?
I guess, yeah, they look different.
Also, in that, like, poster, if you look really quickly, she kind of looks like Amelia for, like, a really quick second.
Yeah, she kind of does, you're right. I think this is the one that's written by Neil Gaiman, too, which is cool. And then the third, the Cold War, which looks pretty cool, and I like the idea of them going to the Cold War era. They already have done that a little bit, right, but...
I don't remember, when did they do the Cold War?
Did they not? Maybe they didn't.
Which is cool for me, because, you know, I'm an, yeah.
Yeah, you're Russian.
I take Russian. I'm a Russian girl. I mean, I'm not Russian. I take Russian.
Yeah, I'm taking a Russian cinema course right now, so that'll be fun.
Oh, awesome. I'm taking a German cinema course. Anyway, Hyde.
I really like this Hyde one. It's really creepy.
There's a ghost, and that's cool.
Yeah. I think this is like the creepy episode, which looks really cool.
You mean like the episode of People's Fears? That was a good episode.
Mm. Oh yeah, so
and then, is that the last? Wait, and then the season's over. That's it. Hyde's the last one.
That's just all the posters that have been revealed. They're episodes before the.
I was about to freak out. I was like, no, there has to be more, Doctor Who. It can't end.
So okay, I think that's all we got for Who. Do you have anything else you want to say? We went a little bit longer than I expected.
It was fun though, and I can do if they last like this amount of length, I don't mind. I can do this.
Yes.
I can do this once a week for after we watch an episode of Doctor Who. I don't mind.
Yeah, that'd be really fun. So, well, I think we'll try to get one, like a small mini one after, like sometime next week with Bells of St. John. Or maybe we'll do a double one with the first two episodes at some point. So I just wanted, the only other thing I want to mention is, I thought I'd mention here would be a good place. I'm going to upload an episode zero of this podcast, and what that will be is basically like an origin of the podcast, and that we did on another podcast that we did We just had a special episode where we just talked about other TV shows, and we ended up mostly talking about Doctor Who because it was when I was first talking, when I was first watching Doctor Who. And during that episode, while we talk about Doctor Who, and you get to hear Clara's thoughts about Doctor Who too, and that because we just me and Clara talking. And that's when we decided to do this podcast. So we talk about Who. I think we mentioned Sherlock and we mentioned Supernatural a little bit too. So I'm going to put that up there. It's, you know, it's not going to be following this format that we're doing here, but I figured if you're interested, that's there for you.
Yeah, why not? It sounds cool.
All right. So thank you for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Please tell us why you